Stop 9. Artist Zhu Yang on her work, Perhaps We Are All Fictions in the Eye of the Beholder.
Hello, my name is Zhu Yang, a London-based painter of East Asian Chinese heritage. I created this work in 2021, just after the pandemic. During COVID, a lot of things happened to me and other Asians. I was treated in a way I had never been in this country before. Like people calling us out on the street, or if we're sitting on the bus, no one would want to sit next to us, for example. Over time, it just made me feel a bit shut down and left me not feeling great about myself. I would just be in my studio and I would be thinking, why can't I be represented positively? There are so many stereotypes around Asians, like Asians are quiet, Asians don't speak out, and Asians don't have personalities. But I do have a personality, and I do speak out. So I use myself as the model for the painting, with a mirror in front of me. It wasn't so I can show my own ego or anything, but just to give an example of a different side of Asian people's life. This is the self-portrait I painted, inspired by the French court artist Elisabeth Le Brun, who was known for her portraits of women in the late 18th and early 19th centuries. It's an unframed painting in oil on linen, measuring 1.4 meters tall and just over a meter wide. The painting is slightly smaller than life-size. It shows me looking out at the viewer as I sit by an easel painting this portrait. The female painter in the picture is an Asian woman with honey skin tones, glowing where the painter has caught the light. She has almond-shaped eyes, high cheekbones, and a nose contoured to a narrow shape over plump red lipstick lips. Her eyes are extravagantly made up with pale highlights of lilac purple shadow and sunshine gold on the high arch brows. I painted big wing-shaped eyeliner marks, the lower ones drawing small flakes, the upper ones appearing towards the outer edge of her eyes. There is something of an 18th century aristocrat about her. Her hair, almost certainly a wig, is candy floss pink, swept up into a tall edifice on top of her head. She is wearing a white dress with a boned, strapless bodice that hugs her snugly and shows off her delicate collarbones. The bodice is made of pearly white satin and trimmed with pink bows down the front. The full skirt is made of lighter ruched fabric that's white with iridescent sheen. It's gauzy and rippled over her legs as she sits on Louis Kahn-style chair. Its over back is edged with gold and is upholstered in a moss green velvet. The color matches the rich green of the background that makes the artist's hair and bodies seem all the brighter. In her left hand, she holds an artist's palette with her pen brush in her right. But she looks not at the image she's sketching on the canvas in front of her. Instead, she looks directly out of the painting with a challenging, focused gaze as though posing the provocative title, Perhaps We Are All Fictions in the Eye of the Beholder. I draw a lot of inspiration from drag and queer culture in my work. When I first came to the UK from China in 2014, I felt like there was something deep down inside of me I had not yet discovered while I was in China. A friend of mine took me to a drag night, and afterwards I started doing dress-up a couple times. I realized, oh, maybe this is the part of me that's missing. Just having total freedom to be oneself and bring your inner identity out. I don't think drag for me is about putting on a mask to protect oneself. I think it's the opposite. To show oneself, to show the vulnerability of oneself, and to challenge and to be different. For years, people rejected or pretended the LGBTQIA community didn't exist. But when it's so colorful and so bright, it also becomes impossible to ignore. In my opinion, painting myself is a way to show that everybody can be valid. It doesn't matter who you are, whatever skin tone you have, or whatever you have gone through, your experience is valid.
End of stop 9. The next track is stop 10. Artist Kimberly Burrows and lecturer and researcher Gabriella Daniels discuss accessibility and beauty. Just follow the tactile floor line to the next grey square.